Here's the second part of the triad. The second part is the pattern of focus and belief, and they relate to one another. See, whatever you focus on, you're going to feel whether it's true or not. Have you ever had an experience where somebody did something, or you thought somebody did something? Even better example. You heard, you thought, and you thought they did it to take advantage of you. And as you focused on that, you got angry or sad or hurt. And then later on, you found out you were dead wrong, that either they never did it, it wasn't true, or that wasn't their intent, and you felt bad about it, or you felt embarrassed. How can that be? Because whatever we focus on, we feel, whether it's true or not. Focus equals feeling, just like the way you move affects your feeling. See, right now, if I said to you, what are you juiced about in your life? What could you be excited about? If you really wanted to be excited in your life right now, what could you be excited about? Or what are you proud of? Or what could you be proud of if you wanted to be proud? Or who in your life do you really love? Who loves you? Think about it for a moment. Who do you really love? Who loves you? By the way, how does that feel when you focus on or you think about someone you love? See, whatever you focus on, you're going to feel. Focus equals reality to the individual, even though it's not reality in actuality. I'll say that again. Focus equals reality to the individual, even though it's not reality in actuality. That's a complicated way of saying whatever you focus on, you're going to feel, whether it's true or not, because your brain doesn't know the difference between something you vividly imagine, that's called focus on, or something you actually experience. It's very powerful. If you use this to your advantage, it means something very simple. How fast can you change how you feel? As fast as you change your focus. As fast as you change the way you move. See, right now, if you're focused on something that's really upsetting or something you're worried about or something you're fearful about, you're going to feel those feelings. If you focus on something you're really grateful for, you're going to feel a totally different set of feelings. See, you are in control and you can change your feelings in an instant. The problem is we don't believe we can change that fast. And the second problem is we have patterns of doing this, don't we? We tend to, like, on a regular basis, focus on what overwhelms us or focus on what we're upset with in our spouse or focus on why we failed in the past. And you know, if you keep focusing on things where you didn't succeed, guess what? You're going to feel like a failure. And when you feel like a failure, you're not going to take action to make things better. You can't build on the past that doesn't work. But you can also focus on what you want, on what you want to create. You can focus on the solution. Hey, when you got a problem, everybody's got problems. But 95% of your time has got to be spent on the solution. 5% of the problem. Most of us spend all the time describing the problem more and more and more and more detail, and we wonder why we feel overwhelmed. Focus is the secret key to changing, and you can do it in an instant. One way to change your focus is to change the third thing, your language patterns. See, all day long we're thinking. What's thinking? All day long you're asking and answering questions with yourself. Should I do this? What does this mean? Why is this? Where is this going on? That's what initiates thinking, is a question. You know what the problem is? We have patterns of questions we ask that don't serve us. Some of us ask questions like, how come this always happens to me? Well, it doesn't always happen to you, but if you ask a lousy question like that on a regular basis, your brain goes, because you're an idiot. You know, how come I can never lose weight? Well, you can lose weight, but ask a lousy question, ask and you shall what? You receive. How come I can never lose weight? Your brain says, because you're a pig. You know, come up with a better question, for God's sake. See, questions direct us. Questions are a form of language. And if you want to change your life, one of the things I have people discover is what questions you're asking and also what phrases do you say a lot? Because phrases hypnotize us. We have certain words by themselves that'll change the way you feel. If somebody says to you, hey, listen, I think you're mistaken about that. You might have one feeling. They go, you're wrong. You feel something very different just by the language. If somebody says you're lying, you have a whole different feeling, don't you? One word can change the way you feel when someone else speaks it to you. The words you select powerfully affect you. And I don't mean just being positive and doing the Stuart Smalley thing where you got positive self-talk, right? And you say, I'm good enough, I'm strong enough, and by golly, people like me. No! I mean noticing the habit of the words and the emotions they create. And then third part of language is the phrases that you say with such emotional intensity that you start to believe them. We call those incantations. An incantation is like, if you remember studying mythology, you know, a sorcerer would tell a prince over and over again a phrase over and over again with such intensity that he'd be hypnotized and he'd think that he was a frog. And so, of course, he was a frog. That's what he experienced. We experience whatever we focus on. We feel whatever we picture. We feel whatever we say to ourselves. We feel whatever we do with our bodies. Those are the three patterns. If you change those three patterns, any one of the three, you're going to change how you feel. If you change all three, you're going to radically change how you feel. If you change the pattern of how you use your body, if you change the pattern of what you focus on daily, which, by the way, I'm going to show you a technique for doing today that could change your life. Very simple. If you change the pattern of what you say to yourself with the emotional intensity you say it, you're going to change the pattern of how you feel. Now that means you could pick any feeling you want and say, if I want to feel that way, what do I do with my body? When I'm in that state, how do I move? How do I speak? What do I do? Let me try it. When I'm feeling that good, what do I focus on? What do I really focus on? And by the way, what does it mean to me when I focus on it? Because you can focus on something and one person looks at it and says, because that happened, that's why I can never be close to another man or woman in my life. That's why I can never trust again. And somebody else had the same experience. They go, you know, because that happened, you know what? I've learned so much about myself. And because that happened, I appreciate the person I'm with now so much. You can't have a foreground without a background, right? That's the secret to life. See, one person believes their life is over because something's happened. They gave it that meaning. Somebody else says, God's challenging me. It's time to go to the next level. We have absolute choice. We have absolute control about how we feel. And whatever feelings we put in our lives on a regular basis will determine the quality of our lives. So you can have frustration, anger, upset, overwhelm, insecurity. You know, you can be fearful. You can live in a state of guilt, worry, whatever. Or you can live in a place called passion, joy, thankfulness, gratefulness, connection, love, wonder. And if you create those emotions on a regular basis, are you going to have a different life? You bet you are.